How can we economize in the costs of investigation and prosecution? How can we induce or compel the corporate defendant to conduct an adequate investigation on which the prosecution can rely? Again, these are not the standard problems that traditional criminal procedure addresses. Current internal investigations, this audiobook argues, tend to discover who was responsible only down at the base of the corporate pyramid, rarely going much higher. Although many recent commentators have justly criticized deferred prosecution and non-prosecution agreements, the better policy goal should not be to prohibit such agreements, but rather to use them as the carrot that induces much greater cooperation by the corporation against its own executives. This divide-and-conquer strategy requires several steps that have not yet been taken, and on which this audiobook focuses. Consistent with many other recent critics, this audiobook argues that the corporation itself should not be the principal target of law enforcement. This is true for three entirely different reasons. First, corporations are hard to deter. They can, and do, absorb enormous penalties as a cost of doing business. In contrast, individuals tend to be more risk-averse, and empirical evidence